first few months of his mind, we mindfully studied the foundation of your mitzvahs. That's Sivui is Barach. It's Chiyuv. God will mitzvah voice and Misha in mitzvah voice. The oil and the shibur of the mitzvah, that's Mahus of the mitzvah. And now we wanted to touch how the protein that we're going to die from them. That's what we want to be much weiter. Not go away, but build weiter on that. Just maybe just misakim, before coming off of Motzei Chanukah, just misakim a little bit off of, a little bit in the Kutuf Mo Chanukah. Just 8, we just said, 8 days, we said, I want to listen. So that's what we're missing, I want to listen. Hopefully we'll miss it. We said, Tefillah and Bechamazim, we said that Shalom the Malchus Yisrael ben Arshol, Amchi Yisrael, Ashkicham Teresech Alavim Yichuk Yitzinecha. So we say that the Magdir, the Muhammad, the battle of Yavim, Kenegir Kal Yisrael, and Muhammad, the Muhammad that goes Alim Mazeh. So there are two things they tried to deter us from, to stop us. Ashkicham Teresecha, Lavim Yichuk Yitzinecha. And mitzvahs. They were guys in terror, and this Farom du Rabim, that's a very interesting nusach. Laviru mechukei ritzenecha. Very interesting way to refer to mitzvahs. We have chukim, we have mishpatim, chukei ritzenecha. One of the questions is asked is that they didn't battle, they didn't contest only chukim. Many mitzvahs that are mishpatim that they contest. What's chukei ritzenecha? So the Pirush of Makubo says that it's in the Shurish HaDavar, not after this thing, but the Chaim HaKodesh in Parashas Chukas. He says, so it's Chukas HaTera. Chaim Kedarka is Marach many Pirushim. One of the Pirushim is that in a certain dimension, you could say that Chukas Shaykh Tekol HaTera Kula, even though the Chukim are Mishpatim. But all the Mishpatim are indeed the Edson, the Sern, the Nisari from the Chuk. Because the Ikar Sibet of Mekayimit is not for what we understand. Even though many mitzvahs have understanding, the Achreya Hadas, logic, human logic, culture, people that live with values might see a fit, might deem, might understand, and agree with to do certain mitzvahs. But it's not the Sibet we do then. The Sibet we do it is Chukei Ritzoinecha. How beautiful that term is. That Chukei, what's the Mechayev Ritzoinecha? All the mitzvahs, as much as you understand them, but the bottom line is the reason we have doing this is because it's Ratzon Hashem. It's not because I'm going to become elevated, it's not because it betters the world. It's true. What's the mechayev? What triggers us? What pushes us? Yitzanecha. It's the Ratzon Eibusha. The Ratzon Eibusha is Mitzah. This is the Nekuda that Yovan contested. This is the Nekuda Yovan. It's not time to be Marach now, but Yovan, Shein Chom and Yafes. Yafes is much higher than Chom. Chom is people, there are people, many large part of the world, they live like behemoths. They don't have the ability to control their life based on any values. They just want to enjoy the next second. But the Yafes is not like that. The Yafes understands values. You sit down with the Yafes, you can have a conversation. You can have a conversation with many Americans. And you could share common values. They understand values. Yafes understands values and even might hinder a person giving into his tithes, but it's only if it comes Mechrei Adas. It's only if Mechrei Adas, if the Das of the Adam, the logic of the Adam understands what it's doing, and what it's accomplishing, and why it's necessary, and why it's proper, that's why we do it. But to do it tzivui machmas tzivui aburach doesn't make a difference. If it does better, the world does better. That is din akuda that Yavon despised. Mamish. That is din akuda. Yavon cannot take a musig that is a divine nation. That's the problem. The problem is that there's a godly nation. Yesh lechem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. You have a portion in lekei Yisrael. No. They couldn't take the nekuda of tzivui. You do machmas achukim. They cannot take if there's a bochur young man in Meir Shiva that's going to light at Lukas Neres Hanukkah, and he's saying, I don't know why exactly I'm doing the bechuleva, but the Eibusha told me to be mitzaveh, I'm doing it, and I'm going to buy oil, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it exactly what to do, even without understanding, that's what they're going to take. I want them to understand. If you do it because it puts you into a great aura, and it puts you into closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they also, they might understand. They don't want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they look. They don't have a problem with doing that. That's not chukim ritzanecha. They don't have a problem with doing that. Anyone who was doing mitzchanaka only because of that, I'm not saying he wasn't kind of mitzvah, and kind of mitzvah, but Yavin's okay with him. Yavin is considered on the table there. Yavin didn't have a problem with him. Yavin had a problem with chukim ritzanecha. Yavin has a problem exactly with that, and this is ad hayoim hazeh. It's ad hayoim hazeh. This is Amul Chomo. And this is usually the point when you speak to people who are unaffiliated or people who are not such Bnei Torah, is the point where in a conversation you start getting, it starts getting sticky. What comedy you're talking, the notion of values, accomplishments, fair. Even if it demands you, okay. If you tell me why I have to live with only one lady and not with, fair, we understand it, beautiful, great. Understand that also because of some people. Some people can't do that, some people can do that. Chukim ritzanecha. This is what they despise. The same term that we find, chukim ritzanecha, my bracha is famous, my bracha is the end, it's not so famous, the beginning of the numbers. My bracha is David Zayin, when Allah says about the Zandri, Bosad, the Matzli, Amar Hachi, famous, the tefillah of Zandri, this was his Elikai Nitzar. That our rotzen is lasis v'tzoyncha. I say daike, your rotzen, not our rotzen. Our rotzen is to be mechamin l'kuri rotzen. Umi ma'akev, two things. There are two things that are ma'akev us from being trained and programmed only to do your rotzen. One is Sarshav Yisrael, that's our oldest foe, the Yitzhar. The tzveit is Shiva Malchus. The tzveit is the hashbo of the Arba Golius, the Goyim. Us all the way on today. We have, Etzim, we were loichim this for the last 2 months. Anyone who's working on the sugya, they're working on this. Shibit Malchus is the Ashpa of the Goyim. It's the physical oppression of the Goyim, but it's also all the isms, all the ideology that they brought into this world. It's Ma'akav, it doesn't let us do Ritzoyna. The fact that a person has to understand everything, everything has to come from his own volition, voluntary, everything has to come. An obligation is a bad thing. This is all what's being marked. And what does he fear? What does he fear? Yirotzoin. Shetatzileinu miyodom v'noshev lasoyis chukei ritzoynecha b'lei v'shalom. Chukei ritzoynecha b'lei v'shalom. Chukei ritzoynecha b'lei v'shalom. We should come back, as Hashem, to do chukei ritzoyin, and that's atzilu. That's what we're working on. We should talk about zeichet to appreciate the nekuda of chutzei chukei ritzoynecha. For half a second, I usually don't say personal anecdotes, personal things in myself, but I'm just going to be honest. In this sugi myself, I find myself mamish growing tremendously. I find myself mamish in the sugi of mitzvahs that we're doing this man. I found a tremendous, tremendous opposition in my mitzvahs. Because of the world that we live in. Personally, I found a tremendous amount of growth in trying to really shtel right, the real hashkof and what a mitzvah is. What a mitzvah is. Well, nice and established, I want to try to continue. And the Baal Chodesh is the beginning of the Zman. We mentioned that in the sugya we just spoke about now, Chukei Ritzoynecha, the Maisa, it clashes with the basic. their basic koichas and nefesh that we usually feed off of and fuel us and give us koich to do things. The yitzoy that a mitzvah is a tzivoy, a chiyuv, a shibur, a or that destroys the musik of a nediva slave. Godol mitzvah isa, but where's the nediva slave? Haray, the chush is made. Everyone, good look around. You see how much when a person does something out of his own volition, out of his own rotzen, what the rotzen does for him. Well, sometimes I have a 9-year-old. Sometimes she herself decides to prepare me and my wife a drink or something. You know, make the whole kitchen entirely dirty. But you can see the look on her face, the smile on her face when she prepared her face, whatever it is. It's iced tea with ice. She's like, it's unbelievable. Like, she decided to do something herself. She did it. How much a person is chai, how much a person is in joy, is excited, is living when they come out of their own ratzon. So we shtel the veg that the emes is a mitzvah zechiv, and it's not a choice. You don't have a choice. You don't have a bechira. And you're not volunteering. You're not out of the generosity of your heart giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question is, what happens? It's quite a question. The problem is, where does everything that comes when a person has a rotzen and is donating and volunteering, where does that go? It says, where's the rotzen, the rotzen, the chiyus that rotzen gives, the hanor that rotzen gives, the connection that rotzen gives? And the second nekuda is individual expression. One of the reasons why people like to choose is because it's individuality. I can give a little bit of who I am. Every person has their knach, their nekuda, their... Where's my input when there's a chiyuv? No, the Eibush just told you. Oh, I want to light later. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said light, Mashkia, whatever you like. No, you have to light now. Where you want to light? Oh, you want to light where the Bnei Bayis see it. No, the best place to light for the Bnei Bayis. Not for the Bnei Bayis. You don't have a choice. So where is the mocking for a person's individual expression? So we did, and then we've gone again a few times in the beginning of the with all that says tearful. I'm going to talk about now and open up which we're going to lead into many, many more nekudas and mitzvahs now. The mevinim, this is a tremendous tear. There's a tremendous tear in avoida. Mitzal echod, it's emes v'yatze v'nochoyim v'kayim v'yosher, all the l'shoynes. The mitzvah is kukol yechir, and you can't move from that amali nima. A mitzvah is a chiyuv, a choyuv, an oil, a shibur. Mitzad sheni, where is the mokum for nedivas alev, for rotzen, for excitement? Nali short, Volga says. The answer is, because Baruch was ready for this also, the Yiddish took care of this also. And the mokum for nedivas alev, for individual expression, for nedivas, is in the call he calls Simcha Shem Mitzvah, and the Simcha that you have when you do a mitzvah. And I'm going to add on, that's what we're talking about. It's the many tenoyim, the attitude of how you do the mitzvah. That's the mokum of the divas of the mitzvah. There's the siyat ishmael, many tenoyim, chayod meklav samachis. Remember now, many tenoyim of malava, of dinim, of how you do a mitzvah. And that whole world is a velt, it's a velt autumn. That's where there's a full nedivas alev. Firush. The etzem mitzvah. Let's talk about it. Let's say Harak, we just had it. To light. Again, the etzem mitzvah, to light and on time and where. The tzivui otzum. You don't have a room. You can't know. It's not optional. It's unoptional. It's not optional. Oh. But if someone goes like a cold dead fish and does it, he also does it. You also executed the mitzvah. The etzem execution of mitzvah, which is the etzem hukei ritzoy necho. He did, no matter how he does it. Does it say anywhere you have to do pesimcha? There might be a separate chiyuv on simchas mitzvah. But is there be'etzem, in the etzem mitzvah sadlokas neiris, does it say you have to do pesimcha? Say anywhere. And they always say, decide to do pesimcha, that he gave to the world. That's the mokum nadiris. And they worship the Sarah do Ba'avo, Beira, Bizrizos, Behidur, Bechavivas. I just mentioned 6 or 7 different things that can be Malava mitzvah. Hidur, we have to see. Hidur might be a tzivi on Hidur. But these other parts of the mitzvah, the added parts of the mitzvah, the attitude of the mitzvah, that is not tzivui. This is the makom from the Divas Aleiv, and we'll see even there's even a makom from the duality in this part of the mitzvah. This is sugya, that's a big sugya. And I take a step back again, I chap amazement at the Bo'er Olam, who created us with so many different koichos ha-nefesh. But he's doing to mekayim hakol biyachad. It's a steer, it's not shayach. At one end, the mitzvah, like Remarak Moed, has to be dafka, tzivui, and an oil. It's a shame we need to have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with these koichos that we ride off of, we thrive off of, nidivas alev. We thrive off of hana. We thrive off excitement. So, ich nis kaim shnei aksuvim. Maybe Shnei Rokshan will beg for that also. We'll see how much of what we get from mitzvahs is because of the simcha / zvizas hidden in the mitzvah. Let's open up the sugya. But first of all, a mocker, that's mechaluka. That's some sugya that Ravoli doesn't mean someone that wants to also. If there's two parts in a mitzvah. There's the etzim mitzvah called, and there's the dvorim hanisof in a mitzvah. It's a murid of a goyim. It's born in the Sefer Kol Eliyahu. It's including the Sachem Goyim Center. Goyim to the Lord in the Medrash. In the Parshas Akeva. In the Parshas Akeva and Parshas Vayera, the Pasuk Shtei, Ahi b'yoyim ha-shlishi, 3 days after the tziva, Avram was walking, and on the yoyim ha-shlishi, Yis Avram es'enu v'yaras ha-mokam yirochik. It says, on the third day, he saw the mokam ha-keva, and that's when it says, the Pavis Pasuk means literally translated, we're going to get chiyus from Yoyim Oyim 2 days. And the third day is going to erect us, elevate us, and we're going to get no chiyus. What does the Medrash want? What do the Medrash want? Dr. Gwen Gunsim Chan the Medrash. What is. Hine omu chazal, schar mitzvah b'hayam alaka. There's one of the colonial mitzvahs. There's Baruch Hu doesn't give schar mitzvahs in this world. Vata. Achri ki amitzu inyon ruchni, eina oilam umloi, kedai l'shalom afilu schar mitzvah achas. We'll mention maybe touch up a little more. He says, since a mitzvah is not a gashmi, it's a thing, it's something otherworldly, it's something beyond this world, there's nothing in this world that can pay up for a mitzvah. A mitzvah is something beyond this world. We can't, because Baruch Hu can't give you no amusement park, no gishmak concert, nothing in this world could pay up for mitzvah. Ukamoy shomer chazal yofa shachas ukoy zuach ba'ilu ma'bom mikol chayilu mazeh. Him came. Fact to go in a murid de kashay b'asigash. Heichanu nizoinim b'schus ha-mitzvah sh'osu avisein. What does he mean? It's all over in chazal, from the ikr. Schusim that we have, arayim mazeh, all of us, every single person today here, in this room, schus of us. The office did tremendous things. And we come from the office. We're living on Schus Office. Frekta Goyim, Schar Mitzvah Bayam Aleka. How do we ride on the Schus Office? It's up to God. Avo Inyan Kach. De Be'emes HaMitzvah Atzmo Ein La Toshlim Barom Hazeh. Zok to goin, schar mitzvah b'ayim alecha is the etzim kiyam mitzvah. Etzim kiyam mitzvah. There's no yom mitzvah in this world. But the Chabad. Aval hazrizus v'ahidru kayoitzaboy. I mean, again, it means the simcha, the avad here. The zrizus and the hidru kayoitzaboy b'mitzvahs, aviseinu, oisah schus on oichim. And that wasn't said, schar mitzvah b'ayim alecha. The zrizus and the avad and the simcha and the achon of the mitzvah. And those things, schar mitzvahs b'ayim alma ika. I'm using my words. Hine, a Torah sipolonu mikoydem mikol achonus vazrizus shaosam avraham avinu lekayim mitzvah sakedim hishkim b'goyker v'yashkim b'goyker chavash ba'atzma yas chamorei. We know we just learned kedushin mitzvah v'yetzim v'shluchay. He was chavash atzma v'yetzim v'chamorei, which is chalivus ha-mitzvahs. Uboka atzei oyla, he cut the wood himself. Leidia ki mikol zoyis anachnu oichlim ba'oylam hazeh. Aval ikar mitzvah, that's the performance of the akedah, she'osu ha-ravinu, v'yoyim ha-shlishi nishalonu lo'osu lo'avoy. That's v'yoyim ha-shlishi. V'zeh u'sham u'chazal. More ridiculous, look at this one, j'pshad. Yichayenu mi'amoyim. V'atzoloyim. Kol ma'ashanu oichlim b'chayenu. When we live in this world, what are we living from? Huimasha Osam Avraham Avinu beYaymoyim, by the first 2 days. In the first 2 days of Akeda, there he didn't do the Akeda. It was all the Achanis, it was all the Zrizos, it was the Simcha, it was the Chavivas HaMitzvah. Hayinu v'shnei yom ha'rishonim, was Zrizos HaHidokanah. Abul yom ha'shlishi, rotoloyim ha'masha osa v'yom ha'shlishi, du ikar mitzvah Akeda, ayidei ze yikimeinu losa lova yiloshin yikimeinu means, that's going to be in Yenavel, v'nichi lavona, that's going to be a different chiyas that we're going to get. That's a musik. That's a split. The economy. That there's a mitzvah itself and there's the additions to the mitzvah shein. That's first Taishok, what's the brain saying? A little bit Taishok. Schai mitzvah by Amaleka is because the Yisrael we discussed a few weeks ago, B'Shem Maral and the Kuzri. And they're Shan Godel mitzvah oisa, Vein mitzvah oisa. Is that when we do something, our perception is not so different than Yevonah. Maybe you have a bigger perception, but our perception is, at the end of the day, human. What's the greatest, most loftiest type of thing you could do? That's your perception. Oh, but it's not Eliki. Hashem Rekuzri is. If you want to become Eliki, you have to use Maisi Eliki. A mitzvah is a mitzvah Eliki. It's a divine act. On a mitzvah is of the going in Yeruchim, you can't pay from this world. You can't pay with ice cream and cupcakes and jelly donuts or just whatever donuts you eat. You cannot pay for something that's an Eliki. The book is near Chanukah. And look, it's not as Chanukah, it's much more than the lights of this world. We don't have any asoga what it is. Tefillin, learning a word of Torah, Bikur Cholim, Chosas Kala. We have no asoga what a mitzvah is. You can't pay for this world. But Zok the Goyim, Tashit Opshan the Goyim, that's the Etzem mitzvah itself. Oh, but the Zrizus in the Heder and the Simcha, it means we put it in. That's showing Yosef's. It's Adam. Says he's the simcha that you put in the midst of the hiddah, that was Avraham Avinu's. That was Avraham Avinu. There's no cap on that of Schayim Mitzvah by Amaleka. Dying on that, that's Bechinas Eina Mitzvah Voice. That's Bechelik he did Bechinas Eina Mitzvah Voice. Because you're not taking Mitzvah, Dafka, to do it with Rizas and how much with Rizas you do it. You're not Mitzvah by Yosef Mibur Shulchan. You could do it. Avraham could have sent other people to set it. That chilek is not capped by the clown of Chaim Mitzvah Hamel. It's not come to be a good. Back to the Yisrael of Moshe saying, Aldera said, he's saying, this is going to be our Kesach for us. Is that there's a whole world of mitzvahs that you want to give yourself to the Kaddish Baruch. How did that happen? That's when I want to give myself to that. Okay. So start working on mitzvahs in Simcha. You want to give your own expression to mitzvahs. Look on the Zrizus and the Hiddur and the Chavivus and the Av and the Yir and the Cheridas and the Mitzvah and the Achon of the Mitzvah. These are all things that over here, you're not a Mitzvah advisor. And this is where you can put yourself in. Now, I want to start a little bit tonight. First dates are going to be. So when you add simcha in the mitzvah, it doesn't just remain at the simcha song to the mitzvah. I have the mitzvah in the simcha. Talk about tonight simcha. We're going to talk about other things. Tonight we're going to talk about simcha a little bit. I'm sure. Next week. But when you have simcha in the mitzvah, part of your simcha isn't the etzem mitzvah of the mitzvah. So the simcha doesn't only remain a dover noise of me b'chutz. The simcha blends with the ikar mitzvah. And now all of a sudden the mitzvah becomes a mitzvah of simcha. The mashal. We find dvorim muflogim ad lema'od, and a person does mitzvah of simcha. I mentioned two things, the third and the hemshech. In the Sefer Haredim, which is the Sefer on mitzvahs, we talk about hemshech, why it's called Haredim, not for tonight. In the Sefer Haredim, he writes, that's the Shabur brings us out of some place. I don't remember now where, but the Shabur might bring us from some place. That the Arizal told Ish Zoydoy, which is the Chaim Vital, that all of his asogas, I knew the Arizal had a tremendous amount of Biruyim, I'll compare it to him as Biruyim, Shoya, he was Zoycha the Biruyim that weren't told. Bimulim and all his hasaga in Chachmas Kabbalah, he said, he attributed his opinion was to the Simchas HaMitzvah. Of all things that Arizal did, the reason why he was zoiched everything is because of the Simcha Mitzvah. Right. He said that his Simcha and Mitzvahs, because he did Mitzvah specifically, he was zoiched to everything that he was present. Sounds very strange. He's not saying the Mitzvah itself. And he's not saying Stam, it was always B'Simcha. He doesn't say Stam, I was Mitzvah G'dayli as B'Simcha. He doesn't say that. He said, the Simcha and the Mitzvah. The Simcha and the Mitzvahs. That's what gave him that sort of thing. The line, Yoch Sadiq and Shah Simcha. Simcha and Shah Simcha says, there's a persistent difference between a person does a mitzvah, the Lord does Simcha and a Simcha, he gets schar elef yodois, 100 times more, 1,000 times more than a person who does a mitzvah when it's a masim, when it's a burden, when it's a... Very strange, for sure. 1,000 times, it's a bigger mitzvah. It upgrades the mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah 1,000 times. With her, the kivun is, let's just open up a little bit tonight. It touches like this. He's doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah is not the simple mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mikvah, nochmo. Each mitzvah is a rotz and his baruch. Hope we got them in our bones already. There's nothing greater than return his baruch. There'll never ever be anything greater than return his baruch. Can't be. If there's a rotz in his baruch to put in tefillin, to give tzedakah, there's not, that is shmitz. Not. Oh, but the question is, and you get schar, nochmo. You get schar when you do b'masis, and you get schar. In the Kaddish Baruch Hu schar, you get schar in a gevissa bechina. It's a schar that you can't have any asoga. That's schar no yom haba. You're going to get schar. Wow. But the question is, how much did Five have connection to that mitzvah? How much did Mary have connection to that mitzvah? How much did Eliezer have connection to that mitzvah? How much, in other words, did the mitzvah become a part of me? We spoke about, in a mitzvah, you're trying to become Eliki. You're trying to make me Eliki. And we know, like we started tonight, that when you do, go back to my 9-year-old daughter, when you do something, when you're into it, and you do something that comes from you, so you're 1,000 times more into it. It's possible to say that word. You talk 1,000 times more into it. It's the difference between the Bachar, the Chanuk Masiba, who wrote the program, and the guy who just joined in at the end. Look how much he's into the Chanuk Masiba. And the other guy is into the Chanuk Masiba. Yeah, it's his ach. He created it. It's his. Slipping around. When a person does something with a divas alev, and he puts something in a mitzvah, he thinks it is. So here's the unbelievable blend that we have. Mitzarecha, we want a mitzvah. We want a mitzvah. We want the mitzvah. We don't want our own lofty ass. That's not what we want. We want the Eibishter's tefillin. We want the Eibishter's tired mitzvahs. That's what we want. But I want to have more of a part of it. How do you do that? You simcha sa mitzvah. When you step from the kuda, it's matel schar. We said before, the going as the going says, schar mitzvah emleka, and that's what I'm saying. Can you in moisef yitzidim in the emleka? There's two parts. There's a chelik of it that you put in, and there's a chelik of it that remains in this world. But it's also moisef in how much the etzem mitzvah became part of you, the inyan eliki became part of you, and it's moisef elif yodois. Says the Arizal, this is what the Arizal means. The Arizal means he became a more godly person. He connected. His simcha in the mitzvah, because again, he was mesamech in the mitzvah, it connected him to the mitzvah now. Opened up, he became shluchish al makot. We spoke about that's what happens. You become shluchish al makot. This last nekuda we're saying, I'm going to feel it. I want to see this more tomorrow. I want to start Rambam with the Magen Mishnah. Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav. The last Rambam. This Lulav talks about Simchas Mitzvahs. Simcha, Perches Alacha Tezvah. Simcha she yismach ha'odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah u'ba'avas ha'kel she'tziva be'er. You don't need to be such a big dyke to realize there's two things that Rambam said. Simcha and asiyas ha'mitzvah u'ba'avas ha'kel she'tziva be'er. Okay. I'm sure we have to explain that. Avoid the G'dayli. So to Rambam, avoid the G'dayli. This is an avoid. Between us, it means that there's a big mokum to work on. There's a lot what to do. It's a rich sugi. It's not a very superficial sugi. It's a gansa avoida. A person can spend his life working on mitzvah, simcha shiyis maradu mesiyas a mitzvah hazik hazik. Now the Rambam said a very fine, interesting beer. V'chol ha-minei ha-atzmei simcha zu roi li parim ben. If a person refrains, a person doesn't indulge in the simchas mitzvah, that means he does mitzvah without simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to exact punishment. It's not hard to understand. Shenemar, bin zezra, yesh tachas asher lev adir, asher shalom lekein chol, asher shem alikecha besimcha v'tov lev. We have to understand that. But I want to begin to read the Magen Mishnah, the Nekuda that last Nekuda I said. Magen Mishnah, there's a lot of Nekuda in Magen Mishnah, but beginning Tfilas Dor. Divra Rabbeinu mevurim bekam mekoyim es betalmud, b'vam alik in omru, b'shebachti niyis a simcha zu simcha shal mitzvah. He brings a mokah bechlal that is a special simcha, simcha shal mitzvah. Shlomo HaMelech said, shebachti ani es a simcha. And he said, kayal, shebachti ani simcha, yusim tov lezham simcha, yusim tov simcha shal mitzvah, there's a separate bria called simcha shal mitzvah. Okay? Ve'ikra adavru. She'ein roi loy la'odam la'atzei sa mitzvah mitzad she'en choy va'olav v'hu muchrach va'onus ma'asi yosef. A person is not supposed to do a mitzvah mitzad, right? What we spoke about the past 2 months, I'm saying onus, but that's it. Mitzad shehu. Choy va'olav v'hu muchrach va'onus ma'asi yosef. Sounds like that's not reason to do the mitzvah, because that would be a mitzvah. No, what if you have to do a maggot? El chayv la'soizim avad zemetz. Avad yichayv la'soizim. Avad hu sameach ma'asi yosef. We have to see them, Shri Taichas are up. Zok the Magen Mishnah, Simcha is going to decide if Taka, you're only doing the mitzvahs mitzad, the ikrachi of the mitzvah, which is Taka Emes, Emes v'yatzav, it's a chiv, and you Taka onus, you Taka onus. Even if you wouldn't want, you have to do the mitzvah, you don't have a choice. Chutz mi p'kuach nefesh, by the mitzvahs. If it's not p'kuach nefesh, you don't have a choice. But the question is, what's your attitude? Alamais, you're doing it only because of the chiv? Or you're sameach in the chiyuv. Shemufurish the Magen Mishnah, that there's a blend, there's a simcha in the chiyuv. We'll see the Hemshech, I'm not reading it tonight, I want to say it, don't go about it. Talk, it's a hedya, it talks about what it means to be in sameach in the chiyuv. But Mufurish, this is what's machriya, that this connects me to the chiyuv. This connects me to the dover chiyuv. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know, do you want a part of my mitzvah? That's it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know. First thing he wants you to do is mitzvahs. That's all. And if you don't do that, you're much worse off than not doing simcha mitzvahs. You're a part of go. But after you're doing the mitzvahs, is it something that is a choy by you? What's your attitude to mitzvahs? The simcha is where you put your input. This is what I have in the mitzvah. And when I'm in the mitzvah and I have the burial, I started off with the choy and the tzivui, but then I move for him some meyach in that. This is the mokum for the Nevi'ah's Alei. This is what we open up tonight. The Se'at Tishmaya, we have to now mizboin it, how you get Simcha the Mitzvah. Achon the Mitzvah. The Se'at Tishmaya, we're going to talk about it. It's a Suya Tzuma. So many mitzvahs, people like ask me, what are you talking about mitzvahs? We've been talking about mitzvahs for years. There's so many protein. Each one is an oil different atzma. You can talk about Zviz's Mitzvah, you can talk about Zviz's Mitzvah, you can talk about... For months. The Se'at Tishmaya, we're going to touch a little bit on all these different things, but we just open up tonight. Where is the mokum? Where is it come to expression? What we thought we were robbed of. What we thought we were robbed of. No. Avada is a mokum from the divas, but it's all after and company complimenting the chayiv and the oil of the shiva of the mitzvah.